And I'm trying to get him to do that, and I'm trying to, because after I got in the prison about the deep my mother Jesus, I can tell you things. I've gotten him as far as I've gotten you, as far as I want you to go this way, because in doing that, I was preparing you for the turnaround to do the teaching.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have the little brother out there waiting.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
All right, just like when some people need to go talk to people at the school, that's yours. The PTA meeting, that's all that y'all have to do.
Yes, sir.
All the PTA meetings, all this particular thing. You understand what I'm saying? What a mother do.
Yes, sir.
And let the other ones take up the labor now. Those are your laborers. Those are your foot soldiers.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And like I said, you'll be amazed when they get ready for the shower. Tell them the shower or the bath. They got the hot water and the bubble bath waiting for y'all. Take a relax in the tub.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Your clean clothes is waiting on you. You don't, they should never have to wash nothing anymore. You should be doing the washing.
All right, yes, sir.
Can you understand? They should never, never even have to wash a dish.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious. They should never have to turn anything other than just if they pass through there and raise the tip of the pot to look at it, say, how it smells. Sister, say, ooh, I know it smells good, because we've been standing for good people. Y'all, as hard as your sisters work.
Yes, sir.
Why did your sisters work? You got to have something good.
That's right. Yes, sir. I believe one of the sisters, all I got in the press of Master Wallace Farm Mom and the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Mom, coming to one of the sisters, said, well, I thought the mother was supposed to come.
Yeah, but see, now, check this out. Now, see, when the sisters get ready to sit down in the chair, y'all should be running around them, sitting them down in the chair, scooting the chair in with them.
Yes, sir.
You comfortable there, sister?
Yes,
sir. Don't slide them in the, not, they shouldn't even have to scoot in. You know how your person stands and sit, and then you're standing by there waiting with a little towel across your hand, saying, now, is you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
And you serve them.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Anything that they want serve them, they shouldn't have to reach into the bowl, you hand in the bowl, and they dip out what they want. Have your hand where the bowl is in your hand on a platter or whatever it is, and you dip it. How much more do you want, sister?
Yes, sir. That brings to mind when we're down at 360. Allah God and the Prophet Master Wasi Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
We have three fingers in them.
Yes, sir. And also Sister Ansel Muhammad Sakar Molina when she came. Yes,
but
sir.
But you just remember when the time the three fingers down, we had a big meal at the house. I told you, you do the running in the service.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Preparing you for this particular day and this particular time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And the reason that people were listening to me a lot of times because I was serving them a lot of times. If they dropped a piece of paper, I didn't care whether they picked up that piece of paper. I left it there. I had to clean it up myself.
Yes, sir.
If they didn't close the door, I closed the door.
Yes, sir.
If they wanted to dump their hair to noise, I'll go check it out.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Whatever they need some matches, I'll go get the matches.
Yes, sir.
And therefore, they begin to listen because of that. Not me telling them, hey, you do this and you do that.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Because they always first have been made lazy, so they like to be served.
Yes, sir.
And in serving, that's why the Mother of Mother says servant is the key. That's why it says servant.
Yes, sir.
So this is where we begin to become the servant.
Yes, sir.
We got to be a servant in deeds and actions with our own kind so they can see. Didn't I tell you that we was a servant helper? So yes. We are helping you.
Yes, sir.
You know, since Allah God in the prison, Master Wallace Deep Farah Muhammad and his Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has blessed y'all with that kind of knowledge of typing and stuff, we can see what your role is. Ooh, look how beautiful your writing is.
Yes, sir.
And let me fix your headpiece for you. And let me dress you and put you down, whatever.
Yes, sir.
Put this on, put these slippers on. Add the slippers there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Ben, if they want to see something in the paper or something, then just push a little intercom button and talk to you.
Yes, sir.
You know, sit them on the edge of your bed.
That's right, yes, sir.
Sit them in your seat.
Yes, sir.
Your shoe, walk around in your shoes.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? Each post belongs to a lot of God in the place of astrology. That's what you do. You sit two downstairs and two upstairs or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Until you need the room to lay your head down yourself or whatever. If they're too tired, they seem like they're, well, sister, y'all just lay on back here and rest tonight. Me and the other sisters is going to kick back in the easy chair and rest or something.
Yes,
or rest with the children or something. Like, y'all just kick on back right there or something. Do these things here.
Yes, sir.
And watch the effect that it has.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Let them see you lay down in there where the children's at.
Yes, sir.
And they kick back in your bed.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You understand what I said? Let them relax in that bed.
Yes, sir.
Now, can you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So, all praise is due to Allah. And then you're going to see, this is Allah God, the Prophet, Master Wallace Deep Farah Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has you there for this particular kind of divine teaching. That's why we need the stuff and equipment. We don't need no more copy. We don't need no copying machine.
Yes, sir.
You can see we don't need no copying machine.
Yes, sir.
We're past the copy. copy machine was the yin to the printer machine.
Yes, sir.
The modern day printer with the laser means this is the, that's why I said the writing will have indentation through laser.
Yes, sir.
It meant that it had glow coming up from the writing means that it was glow that was writing it.
Yes, sir.
Can't you see? I'm telling you, I can see it. When I got in the prison master, I'm the master. Okay, now let me get back to this part here. Okay, to show you about point A to point B, the brother was told not to call y'all, and he called, didn't he? Mr. Osborne.
No, sir, he didn't call.
Oh, I thought you said
no,
Mr. Osborne called you and was talking to you, and you told him, no, we don't talk to nobody other than when you're.
That messenger
that gets you, like he told you something was wrong with my feet.
Yeah, I know, because he's got something on his mind that he want to ask about. I don't know what that is, but I got told him everybody. I'm not giving out the loaning the money because I don't have no money. That's a business of props, a thing that we were doing there.
Yes, sir. What happened is I was calling to check, you know, to see if he had got home and everything. And I called, and he answered the phone. And I was speaking with him, and he let me know that his wife wasn't there right then. She had stepped out for a minute, and I told him that as far as all the rest of the things that we wanted to tie up the contract that him and her are supposed to sign, that when she was there, that myself and Esther so-called Donna would speak with them together because we do not speak with the males by themselves.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Because he was trained that way, and if he catch you talking that particular way, he'll find a weak point in you, and that's not what you got to do. See, the way that you're going to teach them is through the way of business, and then coming from business and making him righteous, his wife and queen will want to get some of this teaching.
Yes, sir.
Pop away.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because he said, well, I said she couldn't understand why he couldn't talk to you, but she understood that was, even if she told him that she couldn't understand why, she is glad that way.
Yes, sir.
Whether she said or not.
Yes, sir.
Nip things in the bud before it ever starts.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to remember, he might way back in his head, he doesn't say that. He might just be looking for a weak point. And a lot of times, the president of the Washington Fly Mother is messing the most out of it. I'm going to have him looking for you for a weak point.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is up there for you, nipping in the bud before it ever gets started.
Yes, sir.
So when he finds out, he's supposed to talk with his parole officer, see when his parole officer can give him a permit to go back and forth over there to out of the town to make them bids.
Yes, sir. That's what he told me. He said to probably wait till after. He said it would probably be after Thursday or something.
But that'll be up to him. We don't care how long it takes. If he misses his date, that's on him.
Yes, sir. Because he said he has to go Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, I don't care when he got to go. That's on him.
Yes, sir.
If he misses his date on getting this thing done, as 90 days go by, we got to just give us back our funds. That's on him.
Yes, sir.
It's done our part.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you said, did you talk to Sister Esther, Mr. Cloud Cookie at the temple?
Yes, sir.
I should get to the temple.
I think she was driving so-called Leslie's car, sir.
Oh, yes, ma'am. She don't know she could drive her own car. She knew how to just to take the battery cable off every time when she got out.
Yes, sir.
It never go dead.
Yes, sir.
You know, it would only go, and that's why I was telling you, Sister Esther, I'm so-called Lorraine, Sister Esther, I'm so-called Donna. There's no such thing as a wire being loose even on your burglar alarm setup, because if the wire was loose, it would still be a loose even when it's cut off, and it would still draw and make the battery dead.
Yes, sir.
It wouldn't be a loose if you turned it on and then you say, well, there's a battery, it's a cable, it's a wire probably loose when you turn it off. If it's a loose when you turn it on, it would be a loose when you turn it off.
Yes, sir.
And that would still make it then. No, what it is with that, that's not a part of the normal system, so therefore, it will drain if you let it stay over 2 days or a day without you starting it up.
Yes, sir.
There is no shortage in the thing.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, there's not no wire loose, because if there's a wire loose and it's shortening it out, it would be a loose when you got it disconnected, and it would still be shortening it out.
Yes, sir.
That's mathematics.
Yes, sir.
So you don't have to use the burglar alarm in the first place, but at night.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to use it during the day.
Oh, yes, sir. All right, yes, sir.
As soon as daylight comes, you cut it off, click.
Yes, all right, sir. Now I better understand. Yes, sir. Because that we never did. It was on continuously. Yes,
so
sir.
Never need it all the time.
All right, yes, sir.
You understand? You're sitting right out there in the front of the daylight. Why would you need it?
Yes, sir.
You see someone go through it, so you just click it off. But at night, click it on, click.
Yes, sir.
That's when you need it.
All right, yes, sir.
And then if you're not going to use it that day, and you click, well, you just still get up and you run it for about 10 minutes. You can run it 10 minutes with your foot on the accelerator. it a little bit higher up high. Then cut it off. Let's read it again.
Yes, sir.
You never had no problem out of it.
Yes, sir.
You know? But every time y'all was moving, you was keeping it on. Sometimes you didn't even move long enough to put the charge back in, and you just put it right back on.
Yes,
so therefore, you were taking more away than you was ever putting back in. Sooner or later, you got to get a deadhead.
That's right, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, that's why you always kind of let it idle when you start it in the morning. It idle just to put the charges and stuff back in it.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So now there's nothing wrong with that thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you got that, and you see that on a new way now.
Yes, sir.
So and all the time when you're going somewhere, like I said, you don't have to utilize your own that band or the other side. Utilize the other band, taking the children somewhere, dropping them off. Your runaround, rough around band.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Until you get this insurance thing straightened out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And as less as you possibly can.
Yes, sir.
So instead of Mr. Dazzle and so-called Monique taking the children to school, you're taking the children to school.
Yes, sir.
Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But the next thing you got to do, you got to make sure that you're all in them white gowns.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I told you to go and look in that. See, because they have this here sewing machine with those triple with four thimbles on it and stuff and put all these safety catches and they only wanted it on themselves and they only wanted 300 for it or two, no, they wanted 290 for it.
Yes, sir.
Industrial one that they're selling in the papers and stuff.
Yes, sir.
But then I said so that you can gradually sew the outfit or it had one of them ones with a sewing machine that fits in your hand that sews by battery that you can sew around and different things, that, you know?
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When they only wanted $50 for it, $90 for it.
Yes, sir.
The operating one that goes in your hand, look like a pair of scissors or something, and it sews all around, gets into the places where you understand that? So you want everything that's related to sewing.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So that you want to get now, what you want to do is get yourself in them white gowns, and you'll start getting back in, when you start seeing it, have an effect on your body now.
Yes, sir.
Get back into that holiness, and when people see you, they'll start looking at you as that holiness now.
Yes, sir.
But now people are not looking at you as a holiness, so therefore, thought has an effect upon you, so you don't feel as if you're holy.
Yes, sir.
So you've got to look the role.
Yes, sir.
Then people will say, oh, gee, golly, there must be some of them holy people.
Yes, sir.
So as many people think that you're the holy people, they're going to go out, those thoughts will go out and have effect upon you and make you more holy.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
As the people think, so is it.
Yes, sir.
So it's the science. You work with the science. You work with that science.
Yes, sir.
Think people think you're holy if you're not holy.
Yes, sir.
Pretty soon you'll be holy.
Yes, sir.
Somebody call you?
No, sir. That's Sister Anselma Hunter called around. She's gone out of the room. There's, I believe, say something to so-called Calvin, probably give him something that he's going to FOI, and I believe his dues.
Well, what you do is you let the person come to the door to pick the person up.
Oh, yes, sir. She's going to see so-called Calvin because they have...
What I'm saying is this. The person, when an FOI comes, you let him come to the door and escort the brother to the car.
Yes,
sir. Don't send him out the door to the van.
All right, yes, sir. Let me make the sister aware. Ask him on to call the rain. Master Jay said let the brother, whoever's going to escort him, let him come to the door and escort so called Calvin to the car. Don't let...
So that you will see who it is, and you don't have to go out there. You will see who it is and take him from that door to the van. And that's the same way that he's to be brought back from that. You don't pull up in a van and drop him off at the door and tell him to go to the door. A Muslim always come and escort you right to the door.
Yes, sir.
So that he's looking there and he's sure when he looks in the door that everything is at home and everything is safe for him to release this child there to you.
All right, yes, sir.
You know, so you're supposed to make that known to him and get that understanding as quick as you possibly can when he first come there.
All right, yes, sir. Well, the brother, to my best of my knowledge, is on his way now, so we should do that.
That's why I put that out there. At the same time, you're allowing him to peek in, look at you, because his eyes are going to glance around to see how the house looks.
Yes, sir. So I need to go down. Well, answer Muhammad, so I'm giving this to the sister right now.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I've been upstairs most of the day, as I told you what I've been doing, and so I was letting Ansel Monique, I wanted you to let Ansel Monique know what you were saying pertaining to when they come to pick him up.
Okay, but this time, because from now on, when they come to pick him up, you're supposed to be there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, when you come to pick him up, you make sure that the brothers come to the door to pick him up, and you don't send him out there because you want the brother to be able, when he bring him back, to bring a Muslim brother, supposed to bring him back to the door and not send him from the car to the door.
Yes, sir.
And when you come to the door, the same person that answered the door for him to to leave with the brother is the same one that got the, he puts it back into the hands of the one that's sitting.
Yes, sir.